Please turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, remain standing. John chapter 1, we're going to read verses 35 through verse 42 together. John chapter 1, verses 35 through verse 42. If you've got your phone on, make sure it's on vibrate. John chapter 1, verses 35 through verse 42, and let's read responsively. Again, the next day after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the tenth hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. And let's pray. Father, we need you. Holy Spirit of God, teach us a truth that will burn deeply into our character tonight. Lord, though the truth may be a bit pungent in today's society, it's something that we need. And Lord, please help us in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Here you have, and if you'll bear with me tonight, I need everybody's attention. I need you to listen. I need you just to be still and not moving around. It could be call for shouting amen tonight, some of you fellers, but I do want you to listen. John the Baptist was a powerful preacher. He was an earthly, he was actually the earthly cousin of Jesus. Now, he wasn't by blood, but by his mom and his aunt, they were related as sisters, and they were cousins. John the Baptist was there to, he was there to pave the way for Jesus. He was preparing the way for the ministry of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, John the Baptist, he was kind of a wild man when he preached. He wore camel skin, ate honey, and ate locusts. He lost his head by preaching against the politicians of the day. He got up, and one of the head politicians of the day was sleeping with his brother's wife, and he got up and exposed it publicly. Must have been named Clinton. But he was, I shouldn't have said that, forgive me. But he got up and preached against it. He was bold against sin. And matter of fact, after he had died, later somebody said of Jesus, who do people say I am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist. They thought John had resurrected and Jesus was John the Baptist. That sure puts a crunch on the Catholics' view of Jesus wiggling when he walks.
That's right.
He wasn't some long-haired maggot that wiggled when he walked.
That's right.
He was a tough man.
Yes.
Jesus was bold. Now, I say that to say this. He was quite popular, and John the Baptist was honestly more popular than Jesus as of John chapter 1 right here. This was before Jesus had launched into his public ministry, so to speak. John had been very popular. He was very well known. Now, here's something that most people don't catch in Scripture. It's there. You'll see it. John chapter 1, verse number 35. And again, the next day, after John stood, watch this, and two of his disciples. Those weren't Jesus' disciples. Those are John's disciples. Now, John had disciples that worked with him. Just so you know, the word disciple would be similar to the word, I'm going to use a word here, assistant pastor. They were staff men. They were men that were of that line. Brother Stoltz would be a disciple of mine. He kind of helps me. He's not full-time, but pretty close to it. The men on the board would be similar to disciples. They're assisting me as we work through things. One day, after this thing takes off in our new building, we're going to have to hire somebody. That would be a disciple, all right? It doesn't mean that they were some intellectual sitting in a room drinking coffee, studying ancient manuscripts, all right? That's not what a disciple is. A disciple is someone who is actively serving in the work shoulder to shoulder with the man of God. Now, that's what a disciple is. I don't know how many disciples that John had. I could take you through the scripture. We don't have time tonight, where I could show you at least four or five that I can show you in scripture. I would assume there was more, but I don't know. But I do know here in John chapter 1, there were two of them. And while John was there one day with his disciples, his staff, he looked up and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Now, they had been preaching about the coming Messiah. They had been baptizing, and they've been getting people ready for when Jesus would come. But up until this time, I don't know that John had revealed who the Messiah was. But one day, he and his disciples were out, and he said, "Hey, fellas, behold, the Lamb of God. That's the one we've been preaching about. That's the one we've been working for. That's him. That's Jesus. That is the Messiah." And the Bible says that two of his disciples left John to follow Jesus that day. They just picked up, walked over, and started following him for a while. They wanted to get to know this person for whom they had been working. They had been preparing the way for. And now, I say that to say this. Here's the interesting part. One of them stayed with Jesus, and the other returned to go back to John the next day. That one that stayed with Jesus is a man named Andrew. Andrew was the first disciple that Jesus picked. And he was one of John's disciples. Now, I love this. Say, who's Andrew? Well, the Bible tells you in verse number 41 that he was Simon Peter's brother. After he spent the day with Jesus, Andrew went and got his brother Peter and said, "Peter, you got to go come. I found him. This is the guy I've been working for. You got to come." And ended up being Andrew's brother is the one who eventually became the leader of Jesus' disciples. Amen. All because of Andrew. Not a whole lot said in the Bible about Andrew. Kind of a quiet, meek fella, just stayed in the backstage a little bit. But he followed Jesus and went and got his brother, who became Simon Peter. Now, Andrew has always been one of those people in the Bible that I've been fascinated with. I enjoy. He didn't get the attention of his loud, boisterous brother. He wasn't the one that was the center of attention throughout the scripture. But he was a good leader, and he was a follower of Jesus, and God used him. Let me start by saying this. The farther away from truth we get in society, the less loyalty we have. The farther from truth a society gets, the less loyalty there is in that society. Loyalty is based on emotion, or based on people, or based on philosophy, or based on things, will eventually cause loyalty to weaken and eventually stop. Loyalty is almost unheard of in America today. It really is. Loyalty is almost a thing of the past in America today. You don't understand something. We're getting ready to change banks with the church. That's very hard for me. I believe in loyalty. But I believe in loyalty enough that the bank that's going to carry the mortgage for the new church building ought to get our checkbook too. I believe in that, though it's hard for me. I've been with the same bank for 15 years. This week I'm getting ready to transfer things over. Say why? I think my loyalty ought to go with it. It's just one of those things. Now, You say, that's so silly, preacher. That's such a little thing. Loyalty is never a little thing. Our society almost doesn't even know what loyalty is anymore. More than one out of every two marriages ends in divorce today. Because we don't know what loyalty is. Loyalty is not to be based on an institution, because that institution will change. Loyalty is not to be based on a person, because that person will change. And just so you know, I'm not against sports, but I haven't watched one college basketball game this whole season. I couldn't even tell you who's playing. I think they had two of the final four last night, and I don't even know when the final game is. It may be today or tomorrow or this week. I have no idea even when it is. I don't follow it, basketball especially, but I don't follow it like I used to. You say, why? Can I tell you something? There are people that are loyal to their college, but their college has changed.
Yes, sir. Big time.
We ought to be careful being so loyal to something that we wouldn't stand for.
Right. Good point.
Now, our loyalty is to be based on truth and principle. Can I tell you something, folks? If your loyalty is based right there, you're going to be just okay. I love Brother Stoltz. Come on up here for a second, Brother Stoltz. This is a good man. And this is a loyal man. Yes. But can I tell you something? My loyalty is deeper than just Brother Rich Stoltz. My loyalty is based on this book, and as long as I'm loyal to that book, I'll be loyal to the right people.
Yes, sir.
As long as he's staying with the right book and still staying with soul winning and still staying with the old-time way, he and I can be loyal to each other.
Yes, sir.
But if he decides he's going to go grow his hair out, all three of them, and be a long-haired maggot again and drink alcohol, then guess what? My loyalty doesn't change. He changed. But just because he's been my friend for 30 years doesn't mean that I'm loyal to him because I've known him for so long.
That's right.
Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, hang with me. I'll help you tonight in a special way. My loyalty is to be based on truth, not in a person.
Right.
Brother Stoltz isn't the same person he was 30 years ago.
And that.
There's more of him. He's married and got children that are grown. He's a grandpa.
Yeah.
Good night. No wonder you got gray hair. What you do have, gray scalp. But can I tell you something? We've been through a lot of battles together. We've weathered some storms together. But may I say this? Our loyalty has been to one another because of the truth, not because of the person.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, this doesn't mean that you will always be loyal to the same people or the same place all the time.
That's right.
Because people change and institutions change.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, let me help you. By the way, as people turn from the truth and as institutions turn from the truth, they're the ones that pull away from you. You shouldn't pull away from them.
Amen.
You know, I've never had to pull away, so to speak, from anybody. They've always gone away from me. I haven't had to worry about it.
That's true.
They're the ones moving away from truth, not me. Now, I'll get into that in a moment. Let me say this. And I'm not going to use names necessarily right now, but I will. Loyalty to a college or to a preacher that once was right, but who has changed on truth, will cause you to eventually be disloyal to the truth if you don't take the separation away from them.
Yes, sir.
Well, they were right 20 years ago, but they've changed their position now. And because they've changed their position, I'm not sure what they said 20 years ago that didn't lead to what they are now. So why should I listen to them?
Yes, sir.
Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir.
People, I know people that said that book right there used to be the Word of God. Now they say it's not inspired, it's just preserved. They used to be my teachers in college, some of them. Say, what did you do? I still believe it's inspired, Amen. Preserved, the inerrant, perfect Word of God. Yes, there are no mistakes in it. It is as God gave it to man, word for word. Whether they believe it or not, I don't give a rip. I haven't changed. They did.
That's right.
But at the same time, I don't spend time with them, and I don't listen to them anymore. Well, they were right then, but I don't know what they were saying then that caused them to change now, so I'm not going to listen to even what they said then.
Right.
I'm going forward. Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir.
That position didn't just happen. Now, stay loyal to truth. Andrew had heard John the Baptist preach about Jesus. And though he was a co-worker with John the Baptist, and though he was loyal, it was loyal for him to follow Jesus.
Yes.
It was not disloyal of him to leave John to go follow Jesus. By the way, listen to this. It was also not disloyal for the man that went with Andrew that followed Jesus for a day to go back and follow John the Baptist again. John the Baptist hadn't changed. John was still going the right direction. So I think both of those men showed loyalty. Now, I'm going to give you three principles tonight about loyalty. If you'll listen to me, I think I can help you. Number one, loyalty is to be based on truth because truth does not change.
Amen.
Loyalty is to be based on truth because truth does not change. Can I tell you something? I'm loyal to my wife not because of who she is. I'm loyal to my wife because of the truth that God told me what I'm supposed to be as her husband.
Yes.
As long as I stay true to what that book says as a husband to her, I'll be loyal to her. That means I'm supposed to provide for her. That means I'm supposed to love her, care for her, meet her needs. It means I'm supposed to protect her. I'm supposed to do all those things. Can I tell you something? Our wedding vows, though we said them almost 28 years ago, those wedding vows are so far below where I live, that was just the starting block. My wedding vows aren't the truth. The Word of God is the truth.
Yes, sir.
Are you doing okay? Now, I believe since I took that vow, and it was a vow to her before God, and actually to God, I ought to be a man of my word.
Yes.
I believe in it. Now, loyalty is not to be based on people or places or things, because all those things change. Did you know I've changed a little bit in the last 28 years? I've added a few pounds, taken a few off too. By the way, I officially hit losing 20 pounds this week. Praise the Lord. 10 more to go, and I can start eating again. No, that's not true. People change. Events change. Places change. Now, loyalty is not to be based on people because people are sinners, and sinners change. Let's see here. Brother Mike, come on up here for a second. I've known Brother Mike, good night, close to 15 years now, I guess. I love this guy. But do you know in the last 15 years he's changed? He's gotten grayer. Got a little bit more pooch out there than he had too. But so is mine. Yeah. Yeah. They're both blue. All right? Meeting where the bellies hang out, amen? Now, wait a minute. Brother Mike's a good man, but Brother Mike's a sinner.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that, and I don't mean this the wrong way, I love Brother Mike because I love Brother Mike and we're both agreeing on truth. If Brother Mike comes up one day and says, Preacher, I got a problem with you. I don't believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, and I don't think we ought to be using it anymore. I think it's just one of many good Bibles out there. Brother Mike's not probably going to stick around long because I'm not changing. And I'm going to say, Brother Mike, I love you, but I'm not changing. You can believe what you want, but the Bible is the Word of God. Plain and simple. End of discussion. And you're welcome here, but don't bring that trash into my church. That's what I'll say to him. Usually, that means he's leaving. All right? He's not going to leave because he believes the Bible is the Word of God. Amen. Thank you, Brother Mike. But if he changes, watch this. I don't change because he changes.
Amen.
My loyalty's not to Brother Mike. My loyalty's to the Word of God. And if I base it on the Word of God, it doesn't matter if he changes, or she changes. It doesn't matter who changes. Truth does not change.
Amen.
Do you know what the liberals are trying to do in politics? They're trying to negate the Constitution of the United States of America. Say why? Because that founding document, if they can change that, there is no such thing as loyalty then. There's nothing to base our government on then. That's why they work so hard to break down what the Constitution is. Well, the founding forefathers really didn't mean this. It's called original intent. And they did mean it. That's why they put it there.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's the way it's supposed to be. This means... Now, I'm going to take it down another step here. Listen to me very carefully. Please don't mistake what I'm about to say. This means that blood does not dictate loyalty.
You're right.
I love my daddy. He's sitting right back there. My mom's home with not feeling well tonight. But if my dad came to me and said, Craig, I don't agree with you. I don't think salvation's by grace. I think that you can lose your salvation. I think you can merit your own salvation by works. My dad and I are going to have a separation. Don't worry, he's not going to say that. he knows better and so do I. I'm just using ridiculous things. Though I will still love my dad, my loyalty is founded in that book right there, and I'm not going to change the doctrine of salvation because my dad believes something different.
Good.
Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, if he says, well, son, I think you're a little too strong on the King James. Think you ought to back off. Think we ought to not be so strong on it. I'm not changing because of blood, just so you know.
Amen.
Now, I don't worry about it. He doesn't say those things. But everybody look at me for a second. Some of us get so wrapped up into what blood is that we change what we are. We're more loyal to people that don't that are not loyal to this book because they share the same last name than we are loyalty to that book. I looked one of my children square in the face and said, son, you're out of my house. You're not living right, and I can't condone that. You're out. And when you're ready to live right, then you can come back. He was already graduated. Been expelled from Bible college. I said, got a brother and sister that live at home and they're going to live by the rules whether you do or not. I said, you're gone. Ran from God for a couple years. Rough. Decided he wanted to come back. I said, you're going to have to prove yourself. Find you a place to live for 6 months and prove to me you're going to live right.
Amen.
Then we'll talk about getting you back home, but I'm not going to bring you back home so you can ruin your brother and sister again. Not going to happen. Wait a minute, that was my own flesh and blood. Well, by the way, he's an assistant pastor in a church in Miami, Florida right now.
Yes.
It's not that I don't believe in restoring them, but just because he had the same last name doesn't mean I was going to change anything. Do you know, I didn't change what I believed about the Word of God through the whole thing. I didn't change what I preached. I didn't change anything about what I did through that whole situation. Say why? Because truth didn't change even though he did. Now, this means, hang on, this means that stepchildren and stepparents can be closer than blood relation if they're not following truth. If you have a stepparent or stepchild, and you have blood children or a blood parent that's not living right, you could be as closer to the step parent than you are your blood related because you're going the same direction based on truth.
Yes.
Everybody doing all right? I don't like this in-law thing. My daughter-in-law is my daughter, just as much as my son is my son. That's the way it should be. You say, well, they're not blood relation. Well, I've got some blood relation I'd rather not spend time with. My in-laws are going the right direction. I'm for them. Good night. I had my son's father-in-law here to preach for me. Brother Paul Provost. What a neat guy. I prayed for their daughter for 20-some years before my kid got married to her. If I prayed for somebody I didn't even know by name or face for that long, don't you think I want to be their friend after praying that long, not knowing who they are? Now that I know who they are, it's a whole lot better.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. You know, I think we ought to teach people to respect all positions. If you have a step-parent that's not living right, if you have a stepchild that's not living right, I think you ought to respect the position. I think you ought to always revere and respect their position, but it doesn't mean that you can't love one that's not got the same last name you've got. If that's the case, no woman in the world could get married then. Or they end up like Hillary. Anyway, loyalty is not to be based on places or institutions because they change. You say, why do they change? Because they're run by people that change. You are not to base your loyalty based on a place. There are people that will stay in a church that's dying or dead because grandma and grandpa and great-grandma and great-grandpa are buried out back. We'll dig them up, bury them somewhere else, and go to the right kind of church.
Amen.
Good night. Well, my family's always been in this church. And can I tell you something? You ought to be in a church that's based on truth, not because your family history's there.
Amen.
Good night. I've seen some family trees that I wouldn't want to swing from. Amen. I got dead branches. Loyalty is not to be based just because that's what it's always been. Is it right?
Yes.
Not was it right? Is it right now?
Preach it.
Colleges and schools, much the same way. I hate to tell you this, but there are colleges I will not recommend because I know how they're being run now and what they're now teaching, and I refuse to go that direction.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't bother me to say that. I didn't change, they did.
That's right.
Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir.
They're the ones that made the change, I didn't. Businesses. Businesses change. Every once in a while, you end up having to change. Well, I've always done business with these people. Yeah, you're getting ripped off too. Shop around a little bit. No lie. I bought a thing of weed and feed for my yard. I stopped in at TSC the other day. I paid almost $13 for that thing. I thought, great, this stuff's going to work. Well, it only did my backyard. My wife and I stopped back at Home Depot on the way from the funeral yesterday. We were coming through Charlestown and Ranson area. I stopped in. I said, honey, I got to get stuff to kill the front yard weeds and stuff with. I said, we're here. Let me grab a bottle. I paid $4.30-some for it. I could have bought three of them. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to take the bottle back to Lowe's or wherever I got it, TSC. I thought, man, did I get ripped off? Too late, I already used it. I'm not going to gather up my grass and bring it in, amen? But I thought, oh, I should have checked prices. I couldn't believe it. Now, my loyalty is not based on, TSC's close, and they're local. Can I tell you something? For a difference of 300%, I'll drive down to Charlestown and pick up another bottle, amen? Say, why? My loyalty is not based on the fact that it's between here and my house. You say, preacher, I can't believe you paid that much for it. I couldn't either after I found out I could get that much less. Wait a minute. I'm not loyal to just one place of business. I believe if somebody does good business, you ought to do good business with them.
Yes.
I have a couple mechanics that I deal with on a regular basis, not afraid to send people to because I know they're not going to get hosed there. No problem with that. They do good business. They treat people right. They don't shaft anybody. Hey, I'll send them business. Now, colleges are the same way. Can I tell you something? Be careful. Did you ever notice how some parents want their kids to go to the college they went to, but that college has changed over the last 25 years? I didn't ask my kids to go to the college I went to. Matter of fact, I didn't want them to. My college had changed.
Yes, that's right.
Had enough sense not to worry about what their alma mater was going to be. I wanted them to get the right things.
Amen.
I'm going to make a statement here. Don't get too awful mad. You're going to kill somebody in a minute. Loyalty is not to be based on programs. I'm going to use church programs and some worldly programs here. Awana is not something we'll ever have.
Right.
20 years ago, Awana started printing all of their curriculum in 6 different versions of the Bible. Awana isn't what it was 40 years ago, just so you know.
Right.
And if they're printing it in all the versions, they've already perverted what was.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it. We're not going to have Patch the Pirate Clubs.
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying that some church that has them is wrong, but Ron Hamilton's a Bob Jones graduate and doesn't even believe in the King James Bible is the only word of God and inspired. Why would I want his material in our church?
That's right.
Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir.
You say, well, Ron was at pastor school, 25 years ago.
Right.
And just so you know, that's why it was 25 years ago that he was there under Brother Hiles.
Yes, sir.
Moving on. The Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. They're going to remove that name, Boy Scout and Girl Scouts. They're going to call it the Scouts of America because they don't believe that there ought to be a gender differentiation anymore.
Problem there.
They got sodomite scout leaders now.
You're right.
Now, may I say something? The Boy Scouts used to be something that was worthwhile. The Girl Scouts used to be something worthwhile, but they've gotten away from truth and they're becoming politically correct and gender incorrect. Bless the Lord, I knew the difference between a boy and a girl.
That's right.
My birth certificate said so.
Amen.
As I've said so often, when you're hatched, it doesn't. Your birth certificate doesn't say to be determined. When a cow's born, it takes about that long to figure out if it's a bull or a cow. Okay, it's plumb different. People are plumb different. They might be dumb different too, but they're plumb different.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't take long to figure out what it is.
Amen.
Now, the Salvation Army. You know what? One time the Salvation Army used to be a good thing. Used to be a soul winning organization. That's what got Billy Sunday saved. At the Pacific Garden Rescue Mission, the Salvation Army was set up outside that. Wait a minute. Things have changed. The Gideons. Gideons print Bibles in all versions now. And they're getting rid of the King James soon. When the Gideons come around here, I just send them on their way.
Amen.
I don't mess with them. You start printing other versions of the Bible, I don't want anything to do with you. I'm not angry, but they're the ones that changed. I didn't. Just because it used to be good doesn't mean it still is, just so you know, folks.
Yes,
so I'm very cautious of what programs we'll have in our church. Say, what program are we going to use, preacher? The old King James.
Amen.
We'll just stick to what works. Number one, man, I got to hurry. Loyalty is based on truth because truth does not change. Number two, loyalty does not move. People move towards or away from it. Loyalty doesn't move. Because it's based in truth, and truth does not move. People either move towards loyalty or they move away from loyalty. See, loyalty is as much a truth as truth is. So the loyalty doesn't move. You're either moving towards the truth and loyalty or you're moving away from truth and loyalty. That's what it is. Because the truth doesn't change, the loyalty doesn't change. Loyalty doesn't need to break away. Those who change break away from it. Now, I'm going to make a statement here. Loyalty is made to look by those moving away from it as though loyalty is the one that's moving. They're the ones that are going to say, well, we're not any different than we used to be. We've added a few things, but we're no different. Why won't you spend time with us anymore? Hello. Because you changed. You moved. I didn't. I'm not holding hands with people that don't believe the way we believe. Everybody doing all right? Loyalty doesn't hold on to that which moves away because they're holding on to something that's moving away from truth. I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but when when my preacher friends start meddling with people that moved away from us 10, 15, 20 years ago, I put it at a distance. Everybody doing okay? When preachers start, who used to preach against the people that they're now running with, and the institutions that they preached against 15 years ago, they're now going to speak at, they've moved away. I didn't.
That's right.
Everybody doing okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm having fun right now. Loyalty keeps obeying the truth and getting closer to the truth. People who change don't want everyone to know that they changed. So they blame people that are loyal for changing. You're just so old-fashioned. You're just so narrow-minded. You need to broaden your horizons. Well, as Dr. Roloff used to say, a broad mind on a narrow road means your mind's in the ditch on both sides. I don't need a broad mind. I need a broad following of the truth.
Yes,
man. And that's a narrow road, according to Jesus.
Yes,
they'll deny their change and say they're just adding some new things to what they're doing. We've just made it a bit more modern. Gag. That is liberal speak for change.
Yes, sir.
They try to make people who are loyal to the truth look like we're unreasonable. You're just such an unreasonable person.
Thank you.
No, I'm not unreasonable. As long as we're talking truth. Stay loyal to truth. It does not change. Stay loyal to truth. It does not change. Loyalty doesn't move. People either move towards it or people move away from it. Say why? Because loyalty is based on truth, not on things, not on people, not on places, not on institutions. It's based on truth. You're either moving towards the truth or you're moving away from the truth. Number three, and I'm done, and I will hurry. Loyalty can be bigger than one person or one thing. Watch this. I'm loyal. Ooh. Thought I was going to kick his get fiddle and stick my foot right in the middle of it. I'm loyal to that lady right there. That's my wife. But did you know that's not the only woman in the world I could be loyal to? Everybody doing okay? Jesse's my friend. I'm loyal to my friend. Miss Wally's my friend. I'm loyal to her. Miss Tammy's my friend. I'm loyal to her. Miss Sherry's my friend. I'm loyal to her. Even Miss Mung's my friend. I'm loyal to her. Now, wait a minute. Can I tell you something? Just because I'm loyal to my wife doesn't mean that I hate all other women. Now, I'm not marrying anymore. Praise God. One is plenty. Okay, that's what God said. There was a reason he said one. All right? Now, I say that to say this. Just because I'm loyal to her doesn't mean I can't be loyal to somebody else. I can still love my mom and love my wife. I can love my daughter and love my wife. I can love my daughter-in-law and love my wife. You say, how do you do that? Because I'm loyal to truth, not to one person. Loyalty is bigger than just one person. Everybody doing all right? I can be loyal to more than one friend. I'm loyal to Brother Stoltz, but I'm also loyal to Brother Barnes. And I'm loyal to Wiley. And I'm loyal to Larry and Mike and to Harry. Can I tell you something? I can be loyal to more than one person at a time as long as we're loyal to the same truth.
Amen.
Now watch this. I can be loyal to more than one of my children at a time. You know, I love all three of my children. I had to laugh. I did not look at my phone during church. But after church, my phone had gone off a couple times. My son, Jeff, he's working a bus route. He's layman in the church there in Lexington. He said, Dad, 28 on the bus, two visitors. We've got one that we think has a broken nose and one that's throwing up violently everywhere. I said, welcome to the bus ministry. I love it. I love it. Now, wait a minute. My daughter, they were pushing for 50 today. They had 35 and 5 visitors. They were a little bummed out, her and Brandon. I said, bless God, you had 5 visitors. That's 5 the devil didn't get, and it's 35 the devil didn't get on your bus. I said, don't you get a poochie lip. I said, before you took that route over, it was only running 20. I said, you almost doubled it. I said, okay, you missed a goal. Who gives a flip? I said, that's 35 the devil didn't get. I said, you had a bunch saved today. Who cares? Can I tell you something? I can be loyal to more than one of my children at a time. And by the way, I can be loyal to their spouses. You know, I pray for my daughter-in-law as much as I do my son. Matter of fact, probably more because she's married to Josh. She needs it more than he does. She got to put up with him. Wait a minute. If I'm loyal to truth, I'll be loyal to all the people that I'm supposed to be loyal to all at the same time.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't have favorite church members.
Amen.
You know, I don't have favorite friends. I don't, what's the new term? BFF? I don't even know what it means. Is that what it means, Brother Mike? I have no idea. You know, I love all my friends equally. I really do. I don't have a best friend. Now, I have friends, by the way, I have friends that because they changed, they're still my friend, but I haven't talked to them in years.
Right.
They're choosing, not mine. They drifted from the truth. I didn't.
Yes, sir.
I have friends I haven't talked to in 15, 20 years because they've changed. I didn't change. They did. I can be loyal to more than one family at a time. You know, I can be loyal to my family, and I can be loyal to your family all at the same time. I can be loyal to all the families that I need to be loyal to all at one time, as long as we're based on truth.
Yes.
The disciple Andrew was right to follow Jesus. He had a higher calling. But may I say this, the disciple that had been following John that went with Andrew, that went back to John, he was just as loyal. Do you remember after Calvary there was 120 in the upper room? Did you ever notice in the Gospels it calls them disciples? There were all kinds of people in that upper room. Jesus had more than 12 disciples. He had his main group of 12 that he worked with, but there were lots of disciples. That's why the gospel went all over the world so quickly. Now, let me say this and I'm done. John didn't get upset when Andrew and the other disciple followed Jesus. Did you ever notice John the Baptist didn't say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you leaving? Where are you going? He didn't get upset when Andrew didn't come back. Say why? Because he was preparing the way for Jesus. Can I tell you something? As our young people grow up and they come here, and they'll graduate and go to Bible college. Some of them are going to go out into the work. Some of them may just stay here and be laymen. Some may never ever come back because they get involved in the ministry elsewhere. Isn't that what it's all about? I'm not going to be upset.
Amen.
Now, I'd love for all of them to come back. Sure. But I don't believe it's all going to happen that way. You say, why? Because we're supposed to be training them. You know, eventually we'll hire some young man to come on board and work with us on staff here. And there's a good chance in about 10 years after he gets hired that he's going to leave and go pastor a church somewhere. That's okay. I won't be mad at him. I think that they ought to stay and get everything they can so they don't make the mistakes that some of us have made through the years.
Yes, sir.
I think it'd be good training for them. But I'm not going to be mad if they leave and go start a church somewhere and are for the truth. I'll be for them. I'll help them.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that what it's all about? Loyalty. Loyalty. It's not based on a person. It's not based on bloodline. It's based on truth. It's based on truth. Not on an institution, not on a program, not on what was. It's what is and how close to truth it is. That's what our loyalty is to be based on. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. I think we ought to re-examine our loyalties in life. Sometimes we're so loyal to people because they have the same last name or because we went to the same place or whatever. Well, they were right years ago. They can't be that bad. Oh, if they're going away from the truth, they can be.